Let me, there we go. As I said, good morning again, people of God. This is Sister LaShonda. This is our prayer service. We're going to have a good time. We're going to worship the Lord, and we're going to put our request before him this morning. And I'm going to go ahead and turn this portion of our service over to Sister Elaine, if you're ready.
Yes. Good morning, everyone. This is Elaine. I'm at my location, which is at my kitchen table this morning. Our topic today is John 14 and 27. It says, Jesus leaving his followers with a gift of peace, a peace that is not like the world gives, and encourages them not to let their hearts be troubled or afraid, essentially assuring them of his presence and comfort even when he is gone. It specifies a deep inner peace that comes from knowing and trusting God regardless of external circumstances. Points about this verse: peace I leave with you, my peace I give you, not as the world did. Let not your hearts be troubled. Jesus is telling his followers to not be anxious and fearfully, but to trust in him. Now pray John 20, 19, 20, and 21. It says, then the same day at the evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, when the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hand and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. Let's pray. Father, I thank you. I thank you for your Son, Jesus, this morning. I thank you for the peace that you give us through all our understanding that we give, Lord God, unto you. I thank you for your Son, Jesus, who died on that old cross for us. Where would we be today if it hadn't been for Jesus today, Lord? We thank you for your Son. That gives us great peace this morning, knowing that your Son died on that cross for us. I thank you, Lord God, this morning for each and every person on this line this morning. I ask you, even on this snowy day, Lord God, that you give us all peace. That you give us peace that we may understand each and everything that you give to us each day, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for our prayer leads. I thank you for our prayer host that hosts very well each Monday that I'm on, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for the people that on this line that are near and far, Lord God. I thank you for them this morning. I thank you for their ministries, their pastors, their leaders that's over them each and every day, Lord God, that you bring us peace today, Lord God. Oh, God, it's a lot of things that's going on in this world today, Lord God. But your peace, Lord God, it upholds and it sustains everything that we need, Lord God, daily. God, I thank you, Lord God, for the world, for the word peace, Lord God, that you've given us in John 14 and 27. I thank you, Lord God, that we will not let our hearts be troubled or afraid of anything, Lord God, because we lean on only you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, this morning for the sick, Lord God, that you bring them peace this morning, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the homeless that's even on this snowy day that they're warm no matter where they're at, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the peace that you're going to give them, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the sick this morning, that you're bringing them peace this morning, Lord God. Peace and understanding of what is going on with them right now, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the elderly, Lord God, that you give them peace this morning. Peace that passes all understanding, Lord God. We thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for our bishop and his wife, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for them leading us and directing us through you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for everything that they do, Lord God. Lord, I ask you, Lord God, that you touch them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for each and every person, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the peace that you've given us yesterday as we entered into our church service on yesterday. Training and reigning, Lord God. I thank you for that peace that you have given us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything that you're doing. Thank you for everything that you're about to do. We thank you for your son, Jesus. Jesus, 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 what would we do without you, Lord God, on today? Jesus, that you have bought us peace. You have bought us peace, the understanding of everything that you have done, Lord God, when you died on that cross and you died and you bled for us, Lord God. We thank you for that this morning. We thank you, Lord God, that as we go on this fast from this today, which is the 6th to the 19th, Lord God, that you're going to give us the things that we need, Lord God, that you're going to give us the encouragement that we need, Lord God. We thank you this morning, Lord God. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, this morning. Jesus, 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 we love you this morning. We honor you this morning. We thank you this morning. We thank you for the peace that has been given to us this morning, on this day, on this snowy, snowy white day, Lord God. We thank you this morning because you have been good to us, Lord. You have been good to us, and you are constantly being good to us through anything and everything that we have gone through, Lord God. We ask you for the peace this morning. We need your peace, regardless of what we go through or regardless what stands in our way, that stands in front of us, Lord God, that it'll be moved, Lord God. It'll be moved by your peace, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your son, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for the people that have gone through so much within the last year, Lord God, but in this new year, Lord God, that you're going to bring them peace. You're going to bring them peace from everything that they've gone through, even in grief, Lord God, that you're going to wake them up with a smile on their face, saying that you are there, that you are here to give them great peace, Lord. We thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for our training and our reigning that's going to take place. We thank you, Lord God, for everything that's being taught and being everything that you're teaching us through our great man of God, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, thank you, thank you. We don't know who to thank you. We can't thank you enough, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for your son, Jesus. We can't thank you enough for him, Lord. We thank you. We honor him. We give him praise, Lord God, this morning for being who you had him to be for us, Lord. We know that we can't come to you without coming to him first, Lord. And we thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you and we glorify his name because his name is greatly to be praised. We thank you, Lord God, for this word, peace. Peace, peace, peace be unto everyone, Lord God. Peace, peace, be still. still right now, Lord God, and give that peace to us because we need your peace each and every day. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you because you have been good to us. We thank you because you are still good to us even today, Lord God. We thank you because there is no other God like you, Lord God. There is no one like you in heaven or on earth, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your son, Jesus, that came down and bled and shed his blood and was beaten all night long for us, Lord God. Where would we be without your son, Jesus? Jesus, 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 we love you today. We magnify your name today. We honor you today because there is none, no one like you today, Lord God, and that you are not on that cross anymore and that you live in us, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you. We can't thank you enough for being who you are, Lord. We thank you. We thank you this morning through your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And I give it back to the host.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Elaine. Glad to have you back on Monday. First, to start us off, put that good fire on the altar, and we thank you for that good prayer about peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, Lord, for that good. Thank you, thank you. I was just thinking as you were going through your prayer, and I was thinking about this training for reigning, the training for reigning, and how you can't even reign without peace. Without peace, you have to have an understanding of your kingdom to reign. And so you, that word of peace is so good. It's so good. And I want to encourage the people. I know that sometimes when you hear fasting, you'll immediately sometimes get discouraged or say to yourself, well, I can't do that. I can't do those guidelines. But fasting is not a testament to your spirituality. It's a discipline. It's a discipline. And we, at the front of the year, I was thinking about this before because Bishop said it yesterday, this is our tradition. We normally cut out this time right at the front of the year. But this is your 10th as well. You're cutting out right at the front of the year what you want to sit before God. And I'm sure there is some things that you want God to give you an answer to. And the training for reigning, the things that you have been through in your life have trained you for this time. So this is the time that you want to sit before the Lord and give him your cares, give him your concerns, but also allow God to speak to you of the vision of where he wants you to go. He says the footsteps of the righteous man, they are ordered by him. But if we're not listening, if we're not sitting down and being quiet and sitting before God and sitting at his feet to get an answer, then how? How can you be directed? How can you be led? I just want to encourage somebody who has never fasted before, come on and join us on the fast. It's 2 weeks. We're going from whenever you wake up, you don't break your fast until 4 o'clock. And then when you do eat, you're not eating meats or sweets. Okay? Drink your water, get through your day. Of course, for the ones that have any type of medical issues, any medicines that you need to take with food, of course, you know, make sure that we're taking care of ourselves, and you use wisdom in that area. But for the ones that can, join us. Cut the TV off. Come off your phone for a while. Let's get in the Word. We have reading assignments, so let's get in that, and I believe that God will bless you in this fast. I said a lot. Okay, next person. Sister LaTanya, you ready? It's in your hand.
Good morning. Good morning. Our passage this morning, it's coming out of Psalms 23, verse 4. And it says that even though I walk through the valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Just want to give thanks unto the Lord this morning for just being so good unto us. thank you, Lord, for allowing us to see not only one another day, but another year, Father God. And I pray, Father God, that as we're about to go through this dark valley, as sometimes we wake up and maybe our minds are not in the right place, our hearts are not in the right place, our situations are not in the right place, Father God, in the new year, I pray, Father God, that we would know that you are with us, that you are our peace, Father God, that you are our firm foundation, that you wrap your hands around us in love, Father God. The scripture says that you anointed our heads with oil and our cup runneth over, Father God. I pray that we will not forget that we are children of the Most High God. I pray, Father God, that as they enter into the fast this year, Father God, that you would open their eyes to new things. I thank you that you said that that we could call unto you and you would answer us and you would show us great and mighty things that we do not know. I pray, Father God, that we will walk in confidence, knowing that you are in control, knowing that you have us, Father God, knowing that when the winds and the waves come, Lord Jesus, you still are God. And there is no one before you. There is no one greater. We thank you that we are in your image, that we are created in your image and your likeness. I pray, Father God, that we will walk in your authority in 2025. I pray that we will walk in your peace in 2025. I pray, Father God, that we will know that you have our hand and you're guiding us and you're leading us. I pray, Lord Jesus, that your anointing would fall on us, Father God, that our cups would overflow, Father God, with the fruits of your spirit, Lord Jesus. I pray, Father God, that as we stay connected to you, Lord Jesus, that you will continue to prune us, that you will continue to prune us, Father God, that we would become bearers of good fruit, Lord Jesus, that we would be the salt and the light of the earth, Father God, that we would be able to be a light on the hill, Lord Jesus, shining in the darkness. But, Lord Jesus, sometimes, Lord Jesus, it's not as easy as we want it to be. Help us, Lord Jesus, to be content in all situations, giving thanks unto you, Lord Jesus, knowing that even in it all, you'll prepare a table, even in the midst of our enemies. Father God, thank you for your direction. Thank you for the leading of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for calling us, Father God. I pray, Father God, that more saints will be willing to come and to pray. For you said we're two or more gathered in your name, there you are in the midst. So thank you, Lord, for being here in the midst of your people. I pray, Father God, that we would see you doing a new thing and we'll praise you, Lord Jesus. I pray, Father God, in the new year that we would not forget to put on the full armor, God, that we would be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we know that the enemy is attacking. And he does not want us to progress or move forward, Father God. He wants us to stay still and stagnant, Father God. He doesn't want us to grow. I pray, Father God, that we'll be able to put Satan behind us and press forward towards the mark that you have called us to, Father God, which is glory. I pray, Father God, that we would be ministers of your truth. I pray, Father God, that we would be ministers of your word. I pray, Father God, that we would cease not to pray. I pray, Father God, that you would hear our cries. As we cry out to you, Father God, in the new year for the new things that we want you to do in our lives, Father God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that your ears will be open to our prayers. I pray, Lord Jesus, right now for our kids. I pray, Lord Jesus, that your hands will be upon them. I pray, Father God, when they feel like they're walking through the darkest valley, that they will know that they are yours, Father God, that you have them in the palm of your hands, Lord Jesus, that you're leading and you're directing and you're guiding. I pray, Father God, for your hedge of protection around them, Lord Jesus. Keep them safe, Father God, from the works of the enemy. I pray, Father God, for the teachers. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would guide them and give them patience and peace, Lord Jesus, to deal with these kids. I pray, Lord Jesus, that no harm will come to them this year. I pray, Father God, that you would continue to do what only you can do. I pray, Father God, that your love, Lord Jesus, would so abound in our lives that it would overflow into the people that we come in contact with, Father. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we would be yielded unto your spirit. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we won't forget that you love us so, that you have called us by name, that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I pray, Father God, that the message of salvation will go forth each and every day from the lips of your people. I pray, Father God, that our eyes and our ears will be open, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, for a newness. I pray, Father God, for a newness in our lives, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we would want you to do a new thing. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that in the midst of everything, you take care of us. Lord Jesus, I pray that we remember in 2025 that we don't have to worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will definitely take care of itself. Lord Jesus, help us, Lord Jesus, just to be yielded unto you this year. planting, Father God, ourselves deeper and roots in you, Lord Jesus, that when the winds and the waves come, Father God, we won't be moved. Thank you for being our firm foundation. Thank you for being our hope. Thank you for being our guard and our guiding light. Thank you, Father God, for loving us in spite of ourselves. Thank you, most of all, for sending your Son to the cross to die for our sins and raising him from the dead that we might live again in you. Thank you for being our Redeemer. Thank you for being our hope, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for giving us the opportunity, Lord Jesus, just to worship and praise you. And I pray, Father God, that we won't grow weary in well-doing. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we'll just keep running the race that you have called us, Lord Jesus. But I pray, Father God, that we'll recognize when it's time just to sit and be quiet at your feet, Lord Jesus, and just to glean from you, Lord. We need you, Father God, more than anything today. We need you in the good times and the bad times. I pray that we will be thankful in the good times and the bad times, knowing that we are overcomers by the word of our testimony. I pray, Father God, that we will be overcomers in 2025. I pray, Father God, that your peace, again, will rule and reign. And we pray for the leadership, for pastors all over the world, Father God, for deacons and lay ministers all over the world. We pray, Father God, that you will speak to their hearts. You would give them wisdom on how to guide your people in 2025. And I pray, Father God, that the right message will go forth. And I pray, Father God, that people will be delivered and set free, healed, Father God, knowing that what the enemy has meant for evil, you work it out for our good. Thank you, Lord, that you prepare a table for us, even in the midst of our enemies. Thank you that you will open doors that only you can open, and that you will shut doors that only you can shut. And I pray, Father God, that as you open those doors and we walk through, that we will walk through with the power and authority that you have given us, Father God. Not to be boastful, Father God, but to walk in humility, knowing that it is only because of you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving us in spite of ourselves. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can walk with you and talk with you each and every day. And I pray, Father God, for ministries all over the world. For those who help the sick and the shut-in, to those who help the homeless, to those who help the runaways, Father God, to those who help the foster kids, I pray, Father God, that your hand would be in it all. And most of all, Father God, that our mission in 2025 would be to point people to you. For you are God alone. Thank you for loving us, Father God. Thank you for your peace and your protection, Father God. Thank you for your provision, Lord Jesus. Thank you for providing, Father God, even when we are at our last, Father God. Thank you for showing up right on time. Thank you for being an on-time God. Thank you because you are so great. And you are so worthy to be praised. I pray, Father God, that this year we would praise you more. I pray, Father God, that our praise would be unbroken and unhindered. I pray, Father God, that we'll praise you. We'll praise you, we'll praise you, we'll praise you, that your praise will be on our lips every day, Father God. We want to be more like you. We want to be a light. We want to be used by you, Father God. And I pray again that our hands will be open and out, Father God, not to receive, but to give unto the people that you have placed in our lives. Help us, Father God, to be good stewards in 2025. Help us be better stewards in 2025. I pray, Father God, that we would do what you have called us to do, and we would do it with a willing heart. So we say thank you. We say praise you. We say we honor you. We lift you up. We glorify your name, for you are worthy, O Lord Jesus. We praise you because you are such a good God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, because you come right on time. We thank you, Father God, that even when we don't see it and even when we don't feel it, we know that you are working things out for our good. Thank you, Lord, that we can do all things through Christ that gives us strength. You are our strength, our light, our hope, our peace, our firm foundation. And we give you the glory. We thank you that you put us in places, Father God, that we don't even deserve to be, but you put us at that table, and we say thank you. We thank you for all that you have done in spite of ourselves, Lord Jesus. I pray that you continue to move and to do what only you can do. In Jesus' name, I pray and call it done in faith, and I turn it back over to the hands of the host, Pastor LaShonda Miller.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Tanya, for that good prayer this morning. Whew. So many different things ran through my mind. But we thank God. We thank God. It is our praise. It is our worship. Even on my prayer, just the advance that you believe already to receive it. We thank God for the prayers that have gone forth this morning. Hey, people of God, we're at our halfway point. I know some do have to leave. We want to thank you for joining us this morning and invite you again to join us on our prayer, on our fast. Even if you don't make it through the whole time, just try it. See, test them. See what God will do. And I believe that he will answer you. But before you go, consider sowing. Every seed produces a harvest. So when you put seed into good ground, I believe that you definitely will receive a harvest. This is good ground. And if you are so inclined to give, go ahead to our Cash App. That's $Bishop Eric Clark. You can also text the word GIVE to 216-446-1209. You always can go to the website. That's EKC Ministries, and you can sow your gifts there. And we are in a new year. I believe that God is going to do something tremendous in your life, and I believe that he's already done so. And I think you have a testimony that you want to tell the people about. And maybe you're saying, I don't want to be a video. Well, do your audio testimony. You can do it either way, and you can upload your GPS. That's guiding people to salvation. You can do that on the website. You can also leave your prayer request. We want to pray for you. We want to pray with you. And maybe you have a prayer suggestion. You want to leave a prayer suggestion of something that we can actually start praying. So you can also do that. You can leave that there as well. Okay? At this time, I'm good. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to our next prayer lead. That's Sister Keitha. If you're ready, it's in your hands.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Keitha Jeffries, and I will be praying from Romans 8:31. And the scripture reads, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Thank you, Jesus. If God is for us, who can be against us? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we come this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, thanking you, Lord God, for being, Lord God, the Father and the Creator of all heaven and earth, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for having all the power in your hand, Jesus. We know that nothing is too hard for you. We look to you, O God, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. We trust you, Lord God. We know that in you, Lord God, we can put all of our confidence. In you, we put all of our trust, Lord. We know that you, Lord God, have all power, and nothing and no one can rise up against us. You said no weapon is formed against us that shall prosper. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you because your word, Lord God, we bury it deep down in our heart. It's your word that gets us through, Lord God. With the word of the Lord down on the inside, it gives us strength and it gives us power. It gives us everything we need to fight the enemy. For greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We put all of our trust and our confidence in you, Lord. Hallelujah. For in the book of Hebrews, you said, So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do unto me? Man can do nothing. The enemy can do nothing. Lord God, hallelujah. They only can do whatever you allow, Lord God. Hallelujah. For you have all power in your hand, Jesus. We have nothing to fear. If we trust you, Lord God, you, Lord God, will lead us and guide us. Yes, Lord Jesus. We are not afraid. We know that in you we are strengthened. In you, Lord God, you hold us up, Lord God, with your righteous right hand. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Jesus. Lord God, as we attempt, Lord God, to go through each and every day, Lord, we trust in you, Lord, to get us through. We trust in you, Lord God, to fight our battles. Thank you, Jesus. No matter what temptation, what distraction, no matter what weakness, no matter what come against us, we know you are with us. And you, Lord God, you alone is all that we need, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. No one can do nothing to us, Lord, because you have built a wedge of protection around us. It don't matter what they come up with, Lord. The stronghold, Lord God, that block, Lord God, that protect, Lord, that shield. Hallelujah. We thanking you, Lord God, because during this time, Lord, we know that there will be different challenges and different tests and temptations and weaknesses. But, Lord God, you said your grace is sufficient. So as we go through, Lord, these 2 weeks, Lord, we look into you, Jesus, to be our strength, to be our help. Lord God, we know that you, Lord God, is our water when we thirst. You are our bread when we're hungry. Lord, hallelujah, Jesus. You are our clothes when we need heating, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. As we go through, Lord God, there are different things, Lord God, that we do without, that we will start to feel different things lacking of. But Lord God, we know that in you, all of our confidence and our hope is built, Lord. We know that through the word of God, as we read it, Lord, we will regain strength. We will regain, Lord God, our hope. We will regain, Lord God, a full stomach. We will regain, Lord God, healing to our bones, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No worries, no fears. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, for this word, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God, for being our Father, for sitting high and looking low, Jesus, for seeing our every trouble, Lord. Trouble is on every hand, oh God. But we are confident, Lord God, because you are our Father, Lord. You lead us and you direct us, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for covering us with your blood, Jesus. We thank you for raising us up, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you for opening up doors, Lord God, that no man can close. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for your spirit, Lord God, that rests within us, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for being, Lord God, that manna from heaven, Lord. We thank you for raining down blessings upon us, Lord, day after day, Lord. We thank you, O God, for lifting us up from our beds of affliction, O God. We thank you, hallelujah, Lord, for opening the prison doors, Lord God. We thank you, hallelujah, Jesus, for looking over our children and the women, the mothers, the young kids, Lord God, the men, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for blessing them, Lord God. Those that call upon your name, Lord, for how you cover them in your blood, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for those, Lord God, that are on the prayer call, praying, Lord God, for one another, Lord, standing in the gap, Lord, for the loved ones, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And because of your prayers, Lord, their prayers, Jesus, you hear, Lord. Lord God, you said all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord, those that are called according to his purpose, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for calling us, Lord, for your purpose, Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for gathering us together, Lord God, on one accord, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, oh God. What can we do, Lord God, without you, Lord? We are lost, Father God. But we thank you, Lord God, because in you we find peace, we find hope, we find joy, Lord. We find love, we find a purpose, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Stir up your spirit within us, oh God, as we walk this walk, Jesus. Stir up the gift, Lord, that was given, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord God, we anoint, oh God, ourselves each and every day as we go forth, Lord God. Hallelujah. That you may strengthen us. That you may be all that we need each and every day, all day long, Lord. That you may help us to prosper in everything we do and everything we touch, everywhere we go, Lord God. That you will help us to stand against every trick and every snare, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for covering us with your blood, Jesus. Thank you, O God, for shielding us, O God. We thank you, Lord, for the word, Lord, for it's rich in our spirit, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We ask that you may bring it all back to our remembrance, oh God. Bring the word to the forefront of our mind, oh God, that in every situation that we need, Lord, we'll pull up the right scriptures, oh God, that we can pray the word to you, oh God. In our time of trouble, Lord, in our time of need, Lord God, hallelujah. As we lift you up all day long, oh God, hallelujah. We will edify you, Lord. We will give you glory, Lord, hallelujah. And we will be strengthened, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless each and every one, Lord, that is going through, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Answer, Lord God, their prayers. Meet their needs, Lord God. Strengthen their heart, Lord God. Strengthen them in their body, Lord. Give them a quickening, hallelujah. Give them a suddenly in their spirits, Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Give them a turnaround, oh God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, that they may do, Lord God, what you proposed in their heart for them to do, Lord. What you have planned for their life, oh God, that it will come to fruition, Lord God. We thank you, oh God. We bless you and we lift you up, Lord. Have your way, Lord God. Move by your spirit. Spirit, oh God, lifting us up at every point. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh God, that no weapon can form against us that will prosper, Lord. And any tongue that rise up against us, Lord God, hallelujah, it shall be condemned, oh God. It will be cut off, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, the victory is ours, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. All we got to do is praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We say hallelujah in our heart, Lord. Hallelujah in our spirit, Jesus. Hallelujah, for it's the highest praise, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, oh God. Ye yes, Lord Jesus, you are the way maker, oh God. You are the truth and the light, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless us, oh God. In your holy name, Jesus, we give praise, honor, and glory, Jesus. And we thank you right now. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, I pray, Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. Back into the hands of our own minister, LaShonda, in Jesus' name.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Sister Keitha, for that prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes we rush to get to the next thing, but can we just sit for a moment? Can we just sit for a moment in his presence? We are corporately together. We're praying, we're praising. But just for a moment, can we sit in his presence? Thank you, O Lord. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I know that we have a lot of things before us. We always have things on the table to do. We have the things that we are called. We have our jobs. We have parenting. We have so many different things before us. Sometimes our plate is overflowing. But just in this moment, remembering that we are his children, that we are sitting before our Father, giving him praise, giving him honor that's due him. We thank you, Lord. All right, people of God, listen. I am your last prayer lead. I'm going to do as I always do. I want to, before I start mine, I want to just do the believer's declaration. I tell y'all, this has literally impacted my life in such a way. God is good. As believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. And that is what has happened for me on this past year, and I believe going into this new year, just that ability to mature and do what I have been asked to do. As I said, I think in a testimony before, I didn't run from the Lord. I didn't run from a calling. But I am, doors are being opened for me to be used by God, because I did do the here am I, send me. I am willing to be used by you, Lord. And I pray that even in this time, in our time of consecration, that be something that you actually sit before the Lord as well. Lord, how do you want to use me? How do you want to use me? And I am a willing vessel to be used. My prayer topic is from Mark chapter 11, verse 24. I'm reading out of the NIV. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Believe that you have received. It has the ED. That means it's already done. Received it. That's how we have our prayers. That as you are seeking God for whatever it is that you need from him, that you are praying with the expectation that it's already done, that you have already received it. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you. My God, we thank you on today. Lord, that you have been a good father. Lord, you have been our comforter. Lord, you have been our peace. Lord, you have been our protector. Lord, you have been our provider. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord. Before we ask you for one more thing, we thank you. We thank you for the answered prayers over the years. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the hedge of protection that you have put around us, O God. Lord, we thank you for allowing us just to see another day, O God. Lord, we just thank you. We humble ourselves before you, mighty King. Lord, sitting willing to be used by you, O God. Lord, we thank you that your word says that if we pray in the posture of we have already received it, that you will answer, that you will do, that it is done. Lord, I thank you. Lord, that your people gather right here on the line and they seek after you. Lord, they want to hear a word from you, O God. They need a word from you, O God. Lord, that the outside noise is getting loud and they want to quiet their spirit down. And they want to hear from you. They want direction from you. Lord, your word says that the footsteps of the righteous man, they are ordered by you, O God. Lord, we thank you now for the footsteps of these people on the line, O God. Lord, your people, Lord, that are connected. Lord, I thank you now that you would begin to order their steps now, Lord. Lord, that they will see the vision that you have before them, O God. Lord, I thank you now, Lord Jesus, that you will be opening up opportunities for training. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that even we got the understanding that Joseph was the prince of Egypt, that he wasn't the prince in the church. He wasn't the king of the kingdom, but he was the prince of Egypt. He was the prince in the world. Lord, give your people a new understanding of how you want them to reign, O God. Lord, yes, we have opportunities inside of the church, inside of your body. Absolutely, we know that. But Lord, you are calling us to the world. Lord, open our eyes. Lord, let us not be so microscopic, Lord.
But Lord, let us have a big vision. Lord, allow somebody to dream big. Lord, let us no longer put you in this small box, but allow you to be God. Allow you to be God so that we can be prince of Egypt, so that we can reign in the world. Lord, so that you may be glorified. Lord, that you may be lifted up. Lord, that you will reign forever. Let that be in us, O God. Let that be our desire, O God. Lord, that it's not for us, but it's for generations. It's for generations. Lord, let it not be said that it stops with us. But let us pour into our children and into our grandchildren, into our great-grandchildren, O God. Lord, that we tell the stories, O God, that it's right there in front of them, that they know how we made it through, that they know that there is a God. Lord, that you have raised us from the pit, that you have taken us through Potiphar's house. Lord, that you have taken us out of the jail. Lord, that you have placed us in a hedge of authority. Even now, God, let your people's faith be strengthened. Let it be stretched in this season, O God. Lord, that they no longer see themselves as small. Lord, I go back to your word, O God. And they go into the promised land, and they come back with a report that we are as grasshoppers in the eyes of the giant. It was not the perception of the giant that was wrong, but it was their own perception of themselves that was wrong. They saw themselves small, O God. Lord, I pray now that your people, O God, begin to see themselves as you have saw us, O God. Lord, how you poured in gifts, how you have poured in talents that we have not even tapped into, O God. Lord, I pray in this year, O God, that your people tap in to what you have given them, O God. Lord, not let them be evil servants, that they just hide their talent, hide their gift that you have given them. But Lord, let them multiply it. Let them give you something back. Lord, that you are expecting a return on what you have given them. You are looking for your return. It's so many gifts that you have poured into your people, even now on the line, oh God. And someone may feel like it's too late. Time is up for me. But God, I thank you because you are a God that can restore the time. Lord, that you can redeem the time. Lord, that you can give us back the time that we have wasted. That as we seek after you, O God, Lord, that you will turn back the hands of time. Lord, we know that you are not limited. You are not constrained by our clocks, O God. But Lord, what has looked like a long time also is a sudden time. Lord, what has taken years can also turn in a moment, oh God. Let us look for that. As we have went through different situations in our lives, oh God. Lord, that has been our training, oh God. That has been our training, oh God. We are equipped to possess the land. Let your people believe that. Let that faith, Lord Jesus, rise up in them, O God, that even in this year, that they will no longer see themselves as grasshoppers, oh God, but, Lord, they will see themselves through your eyes. Lord, we thank you for it. Lord, we praise you for it. Lord, we honor you, for you are truly worthy. And we seal every prayer under the blood, and we count it done. We receive it by faith. In your Son Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen, amen, amen. Hey, people of God, y'all know, I have to allow us to praise together. This is a corporate praise unto the Lord. I know some are at work, so you do what you need to. Raise your finger, praise with us, praise in silence. But for the ones that can, y'all come on and praise with me just for a moment, if you can. Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. People of God, I thank y'all for joining us this morning. I pray that something that was said, that was prayed, touched your life. I pray that it is encouraging you to actually even get on the fast. Get on the fast for these 2 weeks. I pray that your week is blessed. I pray that this day is blessed. And I ask that before we get off the line, if you would consider sowing a gift. I believe that this is good ground. I believe that it is blessing you. So if that is the case, if you are so inclined, you can go to our Cash App. That's $Bishop Eric Clark. You can also text the word give to 216-446-1209. You always can go to the website, that's EKC Ministries, and you can sow your gift there. Be a blessing. Hey, Daily Bread will be on in a moment, and you can continue. If you can't get it live, you can always go back and get it later, all right? I'm going to allow y'all to say goodbye, but I want to send you out with a blessing. I love you in Jesus' name.